ओम नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ kaiom.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज योगा स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कवर्ड। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन विभूति प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
बंधकारण शैथिल्याद प्रचार संवेदनाच्च प्रचार संवेदनाच्च चित्तस्य परशरीरावेशः बंधकारण शैथिल्याद प्रचार संवेदनाच्च चित्तस्य परशरीरावेशः बंध कारण शैथिल्यात् प्रचार संवेदनाच्च चित्तस्य परशरीरावेशः बंधकारण शैथिल्यात्। सी First, normal in the mantra shastra, when we are talking about mantras, I said the mantra shastra, it starts with the first mantra of invocation. The second mantra itself, he says, all these prayogas, vinyogas, the applications which I am going to explain here, those applications are for people who are not ready for the true spiritual knowledge. They are for people who have no control over themselves. They are troubles. That he first itself he says. Now, here in the second chapter he said, these siddhis which I am going to explain are explained for you to gain some of these grosser siddhis, grosser accomplishments, to know that if you gain one of these accomplishments, you will believe in the subtler words also of this shastra. So that is why we are explaining these siddhis. And again, after saying that, he started explaining the siddhi. Now, in between, see, Dehali Deepa Nyaya, they call this Dehali Deepa Nyaya. You have placed a deepa, a light, a lamp on a wall, which is common for both the sides. Now, the light will shine on the other side and this side also. Like that, this previous sutra is placed here. See, he has not placed this sutra as the first sutra after explaining the Sayama. After the first three Dharana Dhyana Samadhi Sayama, he didn't put this sutra. He has placed it in this place. You have to understand this. If you take these pratibha, shravana, vedana, adarsha, swada, vartha, then you will be only... This sutra will only limit itself to the 36th sutra. Whatever siddhis were explained in the 36th sutra, they are the only troubles for your samadhi and not any other siddhis. That is not how it is present here. You have to understand through etc. Adayaha, you should not just limit till Vartha. These other siddhis also, which are going to be explained later and which were explained previously. All those siddhis, all those accomplishments come under this. You have to understand that very clearly. All these siddhis which were explained previously and which will be explained, because normally how these people take it, these pratibhas, these five siddhis, which siddhis which we are explaining, five sense organs, siddhis of five sense organs and six siddhi pratibhas of mind. Understand that also. Five sense organs and of mind. So these six siddhis, only there they limit samadho. This is the point. Whatever siddhi you are going to gain, they are related to one sense organ or the other. They are related to only sense organs. Siddhis are only for sense organs. So, it is a common sutra. This is a common sutra which should be placed in the first. He has presented here so that this is also going to illumine the previous part of the siddhis and the later part of the siddhis. So, bandha karana shaithilyat, to the practice of the control of mind, the karmas are destroyed. When the karmas are destroyed, the cause for bandha, cause for bondage, they become shithila, they become weak. शैथिल्यात् प्रचार संवेदना च एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दि प्रैक्टिस ऑफ दिस साधना चित्तस्य परशरीरावेशः दि चित्ता गेन्स दि एबिलिटी टू ट्रैवल टू दि अदर बॉडीज टू ट्रैवल टू दि अदर बॉडीज दि माइंड कैन बी देयर इन दि अदर बॉडी दैट इज वाई दिस थ्रू दिस सिद्धि ओनली पीपल विल बी एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड दि अदर थॉट द कॉज फॉर दि थॉट प्रीवियसली वी सेड ही कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट ही हैज लव ही हैज हेट्रेड ओनली दैट थॉट नॉट फॉर द कॉज फॉर द थॉट बट हियर थ्रू दिस सिद्धि यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड द रूट कॉज फॉर द थॉट ऑल्सो Now, this should not be, again there is another problem here, para sharira vesha, he can place, throw his mind in other's body. Means, when the mind travels, with it the sense organ may also travel, that we already saw. The previous sutra, it's like a, mind is like a queen bee. When it travels, the other slave bees, they also travel. That we already saw. Now, because of that, you should not understand this sutra to be, because there are people who have confusion here. They think this sutra, they say the transference of from one body to another. Because through yoga, the yoga siddhi, ultimate yoga siddhi, they say parakaya pravesha. Parakaya pravesha means transferring one's soul to the other soul, other body. Bhagavan Bhashyakara Shankaracharya, he did He transferred his soul to the other body, king's body. He came back. And the great Siddhas, they have transferred it to Tirumula, who is the great authentic. He has written an encyclopedia in this yoga, the whole life. Whatever you want about spirituality, you can see that. He has also gained this Siddhi and he transferred himself from his body to cowboy's body. So these kind of things happen. So you should not understand this sutra to be parakaya pravesha, defining parakaya pravesha, because there is another sutra later which defines that. So here only the mind is thrown, not the soul. Only the mind is thrown into the other's body. Loli bhutasya manaso apradishtasya sharire karmashaya vashat bandha pradishtha ityartha. Loli bhutasya, when the mind is turbulent, manasaha apratishtatya sharire, when it's not clearly settled in the body, karmashaya vashat, because of the karmashaya, karma group, bandha, you attain bandha, pratishtha, which is called pratishtha. Tasya, existence, establishment, bond. Tasya, karmano, bandha karanasya shaitilyam, samadhi balad bhavati. And how do you destroy this bondage of karma, that is attained through this samadhi. By practice of samadhi, this bond of karma is destroyed, it is made weak. Prachara samvedanam cha chittasya samadhi jayam eva. And prachara samvedanam means through the nadi, the mind, when it gains the state ability to transfers through the nadi, ida pingala sushumna, when you are able to go through the Shushumna Nadi, when you are able to place the mind through the Shushumna Nadi, these Nadis, spiritual nerves, Samadhi Jayam Eva, Chittasya Samadhi Jayam Eva, is again an accomplishment of the Chitta. It's an accomplishment of the Chitta and it is a control over the Chitta, the gaining control over the Chitta. Karma Bandhakshayat, so Chittasya, प्रचार संवेदना च योगी चित्तम स्व शरीरात् निष्कृष्य शरीरांतरेषु निक्षिपति निक्षिप्तम चित्तम च इंद्रियाणि अनुपतन्ति ओके नाउ बिकॉज यू हैव टोटल कंट्रोल ओवर द माइंड यू आर एबल टू मेक इट ट्रैवल थ्रू एनी नर्व स्पिरिचुअल नर्व यू वांट इफ यू वांट इट टू ट्रैवल थ्रू द इडानाडी यू कैन डू इट इफ यू वांट इट टू ट्रैवल थ्रू पिंगला नाडी यू कैन अकॉम्प्लिश दैट ऑल्सो इफ यू वांट इट टू ओनली बी इन द सुषुम्ना नाडी यू विल बी एबल टू अकॉम्प्लिश इट वंस यू डू दैट इफ यू आर एबल टू अकॉम्प्लिश इफ यू आर एबल टू कंट्रोल द माइंड इन युअर बॉडी Then, that kind of yogi, chittam swa shariraat nishkrushya, he removes the chitta from his body, shariraantresh nikshipati, and places it on the other's body. Nishiptam chittam, ಚ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಅನುಪತಂತಿ. ವೆನ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ದಿ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಟ್ರಾವೆಲ್. ಹೌ ಯಥಾ ಮಧುಕರ ರಾಜ ಮಕ್ಷಿಕ ಉತ್ಪತಂತಂ ಅನುಪತಂತಿ ನಿವಿಷನ್ಮಾನಂ ಅನು ನಿವಿಷಂತೆ ತಥಾ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಪರ ಶರೀರಾವೇಶೋ ವಿಚಿತ್ತ ಅನುವಿಧೀಯಂತ ಇತಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸಾ. ಸೊ ಈ ಸೇಸ್ ಯಥಾ ಮಧುಕರ ರಾಜಂ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿ ಕ್ವೀನ್ ಬಿ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ arises, when it starts from one place, when it leaves one place, the other slave bees, they follow it. Worker bee, they follow it. When it sits in another place, the worker bee, the slave bee, they also sit in that place. So, like that, this mind also, when the mind travels, the sense organs travel with it. Sense organ of that body travel with it. When the mind settles in another body, the sense organs also settle with it. Udana jayad jala panka kantakadi kantaka kantakadishu asangaha utkrantischa. Udana jayad jala panka kantakadishu asangaha utkrantischa. ಉದಾನ ಜಯಾತ್ ಜಲ ಪಂಕ ಕಂಟಕಾದಿಷು ಅಸಂಗ ಉತ್ಕ್ರಾಂತಿಶ್ಚ. ಉದಾನ ಜಯಾತ್ ಜಲ ಪಂಕ ಕಂಟಕಾದಿಷು ಅಸಂಗ ಉತ್ಕ್ರಾಂತಿಶ್ಚ. ಉದಾನ ಜಯಾತ್ ಜಲ ಪಂಕ ಕಂಟಕಾದಿಷು ಅಸಂಗ ಉತ್ಕ್ರಾಂತಿಶ್ಚ. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸೇ ಅಸಂಗ. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಸಂಗ ಉತ್ಕ್ರಾಂತಿಶ್ಚ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸೇ. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸೂತ್ರ ಇನ್ ಪಾಣಿನಿ ವಿಚ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಸರ್ಗ ಇನ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಬೈ ಉಕಾರ ಅಚ್ ಅಚ್ ದಿ ವವಲ್ಸ್. ಉದಾನ ಜಯಾತ್ ಉದಾನ ಜಯಾತ್ ಲೋಪ ಶಾಕಲ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಥ್ರೂ ದಟ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ದಟ್ ವಿಸರ್ಗ ರಿಮೂವ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಯಾ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಸ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ಡ್. ಉದಾನ ಜಯಾತ್ ಜಲ ಪಂಕ ಕಂಟಕಾದಿಷು ಅಸಂಗ. ಉದಾನ ಜಯಾತ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಗೈನ್ ದಿ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್ ಓವರ್ ದಿ ಉದಾನ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಣವಾಯು ಉದಾನ ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಫೈವ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಣವಾಯುಸ್ ವಾಯುಸ್ ವಾಯುಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅಟೈನ್ಸ್ ಫೈವ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಸ್. In among them, one is Udana. When you control, gain the control over that, then Jala, Panka, Kantakadishu, Asangaha, he is not troubled by the water. He will be able to float. He will not be immersed in it. The stones or the thorn, it will not hurt him. He will not be disturbed by it because he becomes so light. His body, his whole system becomes so lighter, he will be floating. Utkrantischa, he will gain. And Udana is the prana which helps one to gain the Utkranti. Utkranti means traveling to the other higher planes. You leave the body, you travel through the Utkranti happens in two ways. According to the Shastra, it happens in three ways. Let us say three ways. Okay. The first way is the Archiradi Marga. The second way is Dhumadi Marga. The third way is again born here itself. First is Archiradi. You travel through the sun. You go to the Swargaloka, the heaven. Dhuma. You travel through the moon. You go and reach the Pitruloka. Karmana Pitruloka. ವಿದ್ಯಾ ದೇವಲೋಕ ಶ್ರುತಿ ಸೇಸ್. ಸೊ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಉಪಾಸನಾ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೇನ್ ದಿ ಅರ್ಚಿ ಲೋಕ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇವಲೋಕ. ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಕರ್ಮ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೇವ್ ಧೂಮಲೋಕ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಿತೃಲೋಕ. ಅಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗುಡ್ ಆರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಕರ್ಮ ವಿಚ್ ವಿಲ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಯು ಟು ಗೋ ಟು ದೀಸ್ ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ದೆನ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಬೋರ್ನ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೋಕ. ಲೀವ್ ಅಲೋನ್ the neither lokas, we are not talking about it. So, you will be born again in this loka. So, this Utkranti, traveling from this body to other astral planes, happens because of the Udana Vayu. And there are five Vayus which will be explained here in this Bhashya itself. And each Vayu gains, you gain control over it, you do Sayama. Udana Jiyat means by Sayama, you win it. Udana Jaya means through Sayama you gain the control over it. Now, if you do Sayama on the Udana or any other prana, you will gain some Siddhi or other. And in yoga, there are some other 5 more Upapranas which are explained. It is not accepted in the Shruti or in Vedanta. Remember this. Only 5 pranas are accepted here in this sutra, in this Panini, Patanjali Sutra, Yoga Sutra, and in Vedanta. But in the other yoga texts, they accept Upapranas, 5 Upapranas, Dhananjaya Vayu, etc. They have accept 5 Upapranas. Dhananjaya is the main major Vayu, which we all know as Upaprana, which we have seen. When the body, when one dies, the body starts bulging. That is because of Dhananjaya Vayu. Now, this Vayu is seen because without Vayu, a body cannot become big. It cannot bulge. So, there is a Vayu there. But the Prana is not there. So, they call it Upaprana, Upavayu. So, this is only 5 Pranas we accept in Shruti or in Vedanta or here in this Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Samastha Indriya Vrittihi Pranadila, because some people accept Yoga Sutra, they accept 10 Pranas, etc. It's not 10 Pranas, it's only 5 Pranas here also. Samastha Indriya Vrittihi Pranadilakshana Jeevanam Tasya Kriya Panchatai Prana Mukhanasika Gatir Adhrutya Vrittihi Samam Nayanat Samanascha. We'll see that. Samastha Indriya Vrittihi Pranadilakshana Jeevanam. Jeeva Pranadharani. This root word Jeeva says the meaning of this root word is Pranadharani, to hold on to Prana. So, Samastha Indriya Vrittihi, all the sense organ, the function of the sense organ, Pranadilakshana Jeevanam, happens because of the Prana. And that is what is life is. Therefore, tasya kriya panchatai, and that prana, that vital air, functions in 5 different ways. Panchatai, he has explained it very clearly. 5 different ways, not 10 types. 5 types, 5 different ways. Prana, apana, vyana, udana, savana are the 5 pranas. We'll see what each of them, their function is. Prana is the first vayu. Vital air, which will happen? Mukhanasika gatir ahrude vrittihi. It travels to the nostrils and the mouth, and it has function till the heart. From the nostrils, mouth till the heart is the first prana's area of control. Second prana, samam nayanat samanascha anavi vrittihi. Samam nayanat. Whatever we eat, whatever we drink, it takes it properly. Therefore, it is called Samanaha. Its control is from heart to the Cha Anabhi Vrittihi. With the Cha, he says, from the heart till the Nabhi, till the navel point. First is from the nostrils, mouth to the heart. Second is from the heart to the navel point. Apanayanat apanaha apadatala vrittihi. Apanayanat, whatever we have eaten or drunk, that is taken below. That is the function of apana. And its function is starting from the navel to the toe. Unnayanat udanaha ashareer ashiro vrittihi. Unnayanat udanaha. That which brings things out to up is called Udana. Meaning, from the stomach, it takes things out till the head, wherever. So, that is Udana. And Vyapi Vyanaha. See, Unnayanat Udanaha, you can say Ashiravrithi, that which takes the energy, the prana, through the head, through different poles. That is Udana. Vyapi Vyanaha, that which is all pervading in the body, that is Vyana. Whatever we eat, whatever we drink, the energy is taken through the nerves. So, these nerves, when they travel, when the water, when the blood does not travel through that, it is flat. So, to make it open, to make the flat mouth open, there is a Vayu which precedes the blood, the energy. So that vayu, it's like the fire engine's pipe. When the pipe is rolled on, it is flat. When the water is removed, opened, then there is a small gap between the pipe and the water. That is the air gap which makes the pipe open from the flat to bulge. So that is because of the vyana. Esha pradhanam prana. Among them the prana is the pradhana, the first, foremost. Udana jayat jala panka kandakadishu asangaha. And udana, to the control of udana, to the sayama of udana, you gain the control of udana, the body becomes very light. Because of that, you will not be troubled by the thorn, you will not be troubled by the stones, etc. You will just be able to float on that. Utkrantishcha prayana kale bhavati. And you will be able to gain a great state, great higher plane, when you die from this body. Tam vashitvena pratipadyate. Meaning, it will gain control over those states. Samana jayat jvalanam. By doing sanyama on the samana and winning over that samana, your body will become bright. Samana jayat jvalanam. Chita samana tejasaha upadhmanam krutva jvalati. When a person gains control over the samana, the body becomes very bright. The body, as though you say halo. Halo is there behind the head. But his body becomes bright. It is not the bright of tanned bright. It is bright as a sun. You see him, you will be attracted to that brightness. That is what you will gain if you control, you can gain control over samana. You see. Om Purnamidam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.